After 47 years as an alternative voice, the Boston Phoenix is publishing its last issue. The Phoenix Media Communications Group had already unloaded some other publications and sold its broadcast radio station, WFNX, but now its Newsweekly will fold immediately. WBUR's Kurt Nakish reports on the end of a Boston institution.
The Boston Phoenix built a reputation of gritty political coverage and edgy reviews of the arts. It also provided a vibrant training ground for young writers, many of whom went on to bigger arenas. But the Phoenix won't publish any more of them. It tried last year to refresh its identity by switching from an inky tabloid to a glossy magazine format.
The move to magazine was very successful.
Executive editor Peter Kadzis.
Readers liked it. Local advertisers liked it. National advertisers were largely indifferent.
And that, Kadzis says, is what killed the Phoenix. It was never able to recover the national advertising that started falling away 10 years ago.
We are a newspaper that allows writers, young and old, radical, crotchety, conservative, but definitely alternative, to say what they want the way they want it. And it's a shame that that vehicle is going to pass into the memory.
But the Phoenix was already becoming less memorable, says Boston University mass communication professor John Carroll. He says the Phoenix was still doing good work, but not as great as the stuff that earned it its reputation. Carroll says the Phoenix got stuck in the middle between mainstream newspapers and the rich alternative content that's flourishing online.
It was a distinctive publication in some ways, but it wasn't an essential publication for reaching any particular demographic.
At least for now, its sister papers in Providence and Portland will stay open. Local advertising is keeping them alive, even as the Boston institution dies. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nakish.